started.
At the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, congratulations to Claire Seibel from the Lord Botetourt FFA chapter, who just won the Diversified Agricultural Production Entrepreneurship Placement Award. Tell me about your project, Claire.
So I have always been involved in production agriculture. I grew up on a family farm in southwestern Virginia and am a third generation farmer. So from my earliest memories, I have seen forage and beef production as well as fruit production in the form of Vitis vinifera wine grapes. But as I grew older and joined the FFA, I saw these commodities expand as we increased our acreage of grapes. I saw my ability to work within these commodities also expand as I was able to take on more active roles. I wasn't just that designated gate opener or the person who would just be running along with their parents, but I was able to start some basic management practices with sorting grapes and putting on nets and stripping leaves. And then eventually, as I continued on in high school, I was able to get my BQA certification, which is Beef Quality Assurance, and I started with shot administration with the cattle and could ensure safe handling practices. I started doing research with all of my commodities to increase our AI conception rates in our cattle, and we were able to successfully increase that rate from about 50% in heifers to 65%, and we're at 63% for 2018, so that project is still going very well after 10 trials in total. And so I've really been able to just expand my role in a way that has completely shaped my future, and I'll continue to pursue agriculture in college as a biological systems engineering student at Virginia Tech.
All right, and what are some big lessons that you learned during this project?
First and foremost, a lesson I learned by doing a proficiency award was work hard and be persistent. As all of us involved in production agriculture know, things go wrong. This past year, for example, we lost 14 tons of Cabernet Franc grapes because of Hurricane Florence. And I've seen cows who have had dystocia and years where we were not able to cut enough hay to feed cattle through the winter. But we have to be able to pursue that in order to find that better day. And a lesson I learned that I would challenge any FFA member to is to take those challenges as an opportunity to learn and to grow. For example, with that dystocia, I was able to learn about EPVs and conducted a research project to help our heifers conceive with that AI seed stock, so that way their calves would be around 80 pounds instead of up to 100, which would cause that dystocia, and we were able to solve those problems. And if we keep that spirit of accepting the problems at hand and working to improve them, that's when we can start to solve problems in agriculture that are industry and globally known, not just in our own backyards.
And who is your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration is definitely my parents. I grew up, like I said, on a family farm, so I always saw them on the forefront of agriculture. And especially with my dad, who it's his side of the family where the family farm comes from. He, like me, grew up in ag. My mom did not. So he has always inspired me because his love of agriculture is absolutely contagious. He was an agriculture educator and then worked for the State FFA Association, and it's actually because of him that I have stayed involved and wish to pursue it beyond and in college, and I was so active in FFA.
All right, and your project just got nationally recognized for its excellence. How does that make you feel?
It's extremely exciting. I hope that I can be able to use this momentum to continue to strive to help inspire and help make others be able to take this same path, that this kind of recognition can help the school board back at home realize the importance of agricultural education, that this can help my state be inspired to fill out their own proficiency awards, and that this can continue to be passed on.
All right, a big thank you to Firestone Agricultural Solutions and Ram Trucks. For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.